are continuing our coverage here on the Evan Bray Show, and I am Tamara Cherry in for Evan today. Of the big announcement coming out of Moose Jaw just a couple of hours ago, that the Snowbirds program will be hitting a pause after the 2026 air show season. Here is a little bit of what the Canadian Air Force Commander, Lieutenant General Jamie Spicer Blanchette, had to say at 15 Wing in Moose Jaw earlier this morning.
During this transition, our connection with Canadians will not lag. You will continue to see the RCAF across the country, though through aircraft and personnel participation in air shows, through our RCAF attractions team, through immersive virtual reality experiences, and other innovative performances that bring aviation to life in new ways. So stay tuned. While the retirement of the CT-114 tutor brings understandable emotion, I encourage all Canadians to see the upcoming 2026 season for what it truly is, a chance to celebrate.
Well, that may be what the commander was encouraging, but we have certainly been hearing mixed reaction today to news that the program will be paused as the military retires and replaces the Snowbirds' long-serving CT-114 tutor jets with a newer aircraft, the CT-157 Siskin II, which isn't supposed to be in full effect until, we are told, the early 2030s, so wherever that may be. All right, joining me now for continued reaction from across this province is somebody who was at the announcement today. That is Blaine McLeod. He is the MLA for Lumsden Morse. He is a deputy speaker and legislative secretary to the Minister of Community Safety and the government's military liaison. Mr. McLeod, welcome to the Evan Bray Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Tamara. It's a pleasure to be on board today.
All right. Well, you were at the announcement at 15 Wing Moose Jaw this morning, Mr. McLeod. Tell me, what was the mood in the room as this announcement was made?
I would suggest that it was very somber and reflective of what we've seen as an iconic Canadian cultural icon, really, with the Snowbirds. I mean, we all grew up with the Snowbirds, and in particular myself, just a little bit west of Moose Jaw is the farm where I would see them practice on, you know, a regular basis and make a circle, a flight path that turned around basically over top of our farm near Cairnport. And so for me, as, you know, growing up and being part of the air shows and always seeing that, it was very, very bittersweet to know that today was, an announcement that this season would be the last of those beautiful, beautiful aircraft. And I really hope that the, you know, transition would be seamless to what we know we need, new aircraft. But that's not to be the case. And so early 2030, read into that what you may, but let's hope that that does indeed materialize.
So you said bittersweet, Mr. McLeod, mm-hmm. and we've certainly heard a lot of the bitter today. There's a lot of sadness. There is some bitter feelings over, as you said, the fact that this was not a seamless transition. It was not what we were told back in, I believe it was 2021, when the federal Liberals announced a $30 million investment to carry this current fleet to 2030. But talk to me about the sweet. What are you happy about in today's announcement?
Well, you know, first of all, it's not a decision of our provincial government. Obviously, we were encouraging and advocating that we would see the Snowbirds continue and the long tradition of excellence and teamwork that this displayed. For me, the sweet part, it's tempered by the fact that we're going to see that absence for such a period of time, but they are going to remain in Moose Jaw. A plane has been chosen. It's part of the fleet that is being stood up right now for training here in Moose Jaw, and that the families associated with the Snowbirds, they've got some uncertainty now. That's the problem that becomes a little bit bitter. You know, they're part of our fabric of life here in Moose Jaw and the surrounding area, and to know that there's uncertainty for them. The assurances were given today that there will be positions for them with what's taking place. But what they really want to do is fly those beautiful planes and just show what Canada is capable of, and they just are going to be grounded for a foreseeable future.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray, and we are continuing our coverage of the announcement from the Minister of Defense, David McGuinty, in Moose Jaw today that the Snowbirds, as our, my current guest just said, will be grounded for the foreseeable future. And I'm speaking with MLA for Lumsden Morse, Blaine McLeod. Mr. McLeod, you are the government's, our provincial government's military liaison. What does this announcement in your eyes mean for our Canadian military, which has been getting a lot of attention for a variety of reasons lately? Number one, of course, because our federal government has finally hit that 2% NATO mark for military spending, but also because there is a bit of a crisis when it comes to recruitment and retention of not only the military more broadly, but when it comes to the Canadian Air Force of pilots. So through that lens, how do you see today's announcement?
You know, nothing encourages recruitment and the retention of it better than having a beautiful air show that features Canadian military personnel, pilots and support crew. And I mean, it was on display for me this morning at the press conference was all the individuals involved with keeping those planes in the air lined up, you know, front and around two of the planes themselves. So it was, you know, it brought it home for me how many lives are affected by this decision. So I just really wish them a terrific closing season. It's going to be sad for all of us to see that loss, since we've come to love them so much. I really wish it had been seamless transition from one plane to the next. That's not the case. So let's take the good with what is really, really a poor thing that's happening right now. But I'm really encouraged by the fact that it's staying in Moose Jaw, mm-hmm. and that we'll have that continuing legacy right here out of Moose Jaw with 15 Wing and Squadron 431 that was stood up here.
So Mr. McLeod, you know, we heard reassurance today from the commander of the Canadian Air Force that mm-hmm. there would essentially be spots for everybody who's working on the Snowbirds today, that they will continue to have jobs. But you have also spoken to the uncertainty for the families that are connected to the work that's going on there. What are you referring to? And are you perhaps expressing a lack of confidence that there will be a place for everybody here in Moose Jaw, here in Saskatchewan, and continued work in the months and years to come?
I'm not concerned at all that the Canadian Air Force is not going to have a spot for, there'll be spots for anybody that does indeed want one. Not only it's pilots, but it's the family of pilots. It's their commitment to community, the houses they bought, the schools they go to. Anything that changes that for people starts to interrupt, you know, with their personal lives as well. And they've been such a dedicated part of our community over the years that they've been here as well. So
you're alluding to the fact that there will be spots for them, but perhaps not here in Saskatchewan or here in Moose Jaw?
Some may have to move.
And how quickly do you think that would happen? Are we talking like immediately after the 2026 air show circuit?
I think what was really brought home to me today was let's get through this season, which will conclude, you know, they always have that final fly show here in Moose Jaw for family and friends, kind of their farewell, if I could put it that way. Mm-hmm. That's going to have much more significance this year, obviously, with the last opportunity to see them. So I hope that the whole season goes well for them, that they'll be safe, that there'll be no accidents, that they'll mm-hmm. enjoy the adulation that I'm sure will come from the Canadian citizens as they line up to see the Snowbirds one more time. And then let's look forward again to the next iteration, but know that it could have been seamless and wasn't, and so we'll deal with that in whatever way we have to. But I do know, and hear me well on this in that regard, that 15 Wing here in Moose Jaw has a secure future, and it will be solidified over these coming years, as well as the dollars being spent to modernize this facility.
Yeah, Mr. McGuinty pointed to the mm-hmm. fact, he said that Moose Jaw is poised to benefit from a multi-billion-dollar investment. What do you think the impact will be on the broader Moose Jaw community beyond 15 Wing?
Oh, the spinoffs are enormous in terms of the supply chain that comes from that kind of a dollars being invested. He talked about over $9 billion. I mean, a lot of that is equipment as well, but the rebuilding of runways, the expansion of runways, buildings, hangars, the infrastructure, the housing that was associated with it as well. It's all well and good. The sour point that people will take away from this right now is that absence of a demonstration flying team that Canada has been so well known for.
Blaine McLeod, as you look up then from your farmland outside of Moose Jaw, in the months to come as we close out the 2026 flying season, is it going to be more bitter or more sweet in your heart as you look up at those planes?
You know, I love it when I hear them and the sound associated with it. It will be bitter knowing that the actual tutors are gone. I hope to see the new planes in very soon fashion that will take their place and know that it's coming. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, Blaine McLeod, thank you so much for your time on what I'm sure is a very busy day for you.
And thank you so much for the effort put into this. It's an important day for Saskatchewan and for the city of Moose Jaw as well.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. And just on that note, I should point out that the CJME and CKOM teams have been working so hard behind the scenes today. The team effort that has gone into putting this coverage together has just been enormous. That was Blaine McLeod. He's the MLA for Lumsden Morse, Deputy Speaker and Legislative Secretary to the Minister of Community Safety, and of course the government's military liaison as well. We'll be coming back with a bit more and closing out the show on the other side of the break. I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.